It's time now for Tomahawk Hatchet play-by-play action on WJJQ. Brought to you by Fairman Orthodontics, Augie's Collectibles, Hometown Chiropractic Center, Tomahawk McDonald's, Wausau Homes Tomahawk, Riley Family Dental, Tomahawk BP, Cop and Cook Accounting, Mirror Electric, Great Lakes Foods, Tomahawk Eye Care, Billy Bob's Sports Bar and Grill, Runyon Law Office, Heritage Chevrolet, Radio Shack, Tomahawk Community Bank, Mitch Bayer Construction, Tomahawk Furniture, Cerny's Greenhouse, IAM, Tomahawk Mill Maintenance Union, Generations Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Tomahawk Appliance at Home, Rumsey Chiropractic, Nelson's County Market, Tomahawk Shell, Northwoods Community Realty, Louisiana Pacific Tomahawk Mill, Rhinelander Auto Center, Park City Credit Union, School District of Tomahawk, United Steelworkers International 248, Packaging Corporation of America Tomahawk Mill, Rodeo Saloon Bar and Grill, Tomahawk Ace Hardware, Hilgi's LP Gas, Irv Sales and Service, State Farm Insurance, Kevin Ehrman Agency, Tomahawk Builder Supply.
WJJQ Tomahawk. We are at Griffin Diamond here on the campus of the University of Wisconsin-Madison. As it is, WIAA state softball action here today. We've had a bit of weather issues so far this morning with Division IV action wrapping up here with Horicon taking on Pacelli. That'll be followed by the Tomahawk matchup with Prescott as the Hatchets are making their second ever appearance here at the championship. Back in 1983, the Hatchets finished as state runner-up, and that was their last time coming to the state softball championships. The Hatchets come here as sectional champions, Tomahawk advancing with their excellent postseason run, as Tomahawk now has won 15 of their last 17 games on quite a run after an 0-5 start to their 2018 season. And the Hatchets today face Prescott in this Division III semifinal matchup. Prescott is making their fourth ever trip to state. Back in 1993, 98, and 2003, they made state appearances. The Cardinals are 18-3 during the regular season with their four wins in tournament play. They are 22-3. Again, we're at Goodman Diamond in Madison, as it is WIAA state softball action. Tomahawk and Prescott coming up after the conclusion of this Division IV matchup, which is now having Horicon leading by the score of 10-0, with the Horicon still batting in the top of the fifth inning. This is our Fairman Orthodontics Coaches Show on WJJQ. I'm Tim Elbert with you. We'll set the stage for the Division III matchup with Tomahawk taking on Prescott. We'll be joined by Tomahawk Hatchet head coach John Larson. Coach Larson at the helm of the softball program for 26 years, compiling a record of 283 and 237, and taking the team to state here this season. We'll continue with our Fairman Orthodontics Coaches Show after this message from Fairman Orthodontics.
Fairman Orthodontics creates beautiful smiles right here in Tomahawk at Riley Family Dental. We offer the highest level of orthodontic treatment with an unmatched level of care. My dad, Dr. Dennis, and myself, Dr. Jennifer, believe that by offering child and adult orthodontic braces, straighter teeth, enhanced smiles, and better dental health, we help to improve your confidence. Call 715-359-1910 to schedule a complimentary new patient exam with Dr. Dennis Fairman or me, Dr. Jennifer Fairman Roloff. You are just a phone call away to achieving the smile you always wanted. 715-359-1910. Exceptional orthodontics for every age, from our family to yours. Enjoy this exciting Hatchet broadcast brought to you by Fairman Orthodontics.
And we're back at Goodman Diamond, home of the Wisconsin Badgers, for WIAA state softball action. Tomahawk Hatchets coming into today's contest at 15-7. Tomahawk finished in second place in the Great Northern Conference. Mosinee won the GNC title this year, and Mosinee has also advanced to state, Mosinee making the Division II field. Hatchets, of course, advancing through postseason play with wins over Wautoma 15-0 in four. They beat Peshtigo by a final of 7-1 in the regional final. Tomahawk 4-3 10-inning thriller against Okano to advance to the sectional final. Then a week ago, Tomahawk shuts out Brilliant, the perfect game by Rachel Dolman, as Tomahawk defeated Brilliant 2-0 to advance to the state championship. As far as Prescott is concerned, as I mentioned, they are 22-3. They are champions of their conference here for the 2018 season. And they advanced through postseason play with a 10-4 win over Osseo Fairchild. They shut out Nielsville-Granton 10-0 in 6. They beat Altoona in the sectional semis 11-6. And then in the sectional final to advance, they defeated Amory by the score of 4-1. It's the 15-7 Hatchets and the 22-3 Cardinals of Prescott. They're going to be playing in this Division III WIAA state semifinal. We anticipate the opening pitch at around 11:30 or so. The other D3 semifinal has Poinette playing Westfield area, and that game is coming up here for the afternoon. Coach John Larson was nice enough to join us. We talked to the coach yesterday. We knew it would be busy timing-wise for him to get his team ready. And so we had a conversation yesterday with Coach John Larson talking about a state appearance and what it means to the program, the school, and the community. And we got into further details about the team and today's contest. We'll chat with the coach coming up in a minute on WJJQ.
Augie's Collectibles of downtown Tomahawk has been providing people all over north central Wisconsin professional and honest customer service for nearly 3 decades. Whether you're buying or selling, Augie's happy to help you with the purchase and sales of rare coins and precious metals like gold and silver. Augie's also has a selection of athletic apparel and sports trading cards. Stop by and visit Augie's Collectibles on South 2nd Street, downtown Tomahawk. Call 453-3141. Augie's Collectibles, proud to be a Hatchet VIP sports sponsor.
Hometown Chiropractic Center of Tomahawk is proud to sponsor Tomahawk Hatchet Sports on WJJQ. Dr. Bobby Vormans is a proud alumni and past athlete at Tomahawk High School. Dr. Bobby, Dr. Grace, Dr. Kelly, and the staff at Hometown Chiropractic are proud to serve the Tomahawk and Rhinelander areas. New patients are always welcome. Call 453-5365. Hometown Chiropractic Center, 1338 North 4th Street in Tomahawk and 5829 Birch Lane in Rhinelander.
We're joined in the Fairman Orthodontics Coaches Show by Tomahawk Hatchet Head Coach John Larson. And Coach, first of all, congratulations on an excellent season, advancing through the playoffs and a second ever trip to state for the Tomahawk Hatchet softball program.
Thanks, Tim. I appreciate it. It's been a fun ride. All the credit goes to the girls and the poise and confidence that they've played with. They've had a great tournament series, and we're excited as a Hatchet softball program, but we're also excited for our school, our community, and our fans.
Yeah, the support of the community and the school, John, has been outstanding, as it should, making a state appearance. But we're going to have a great crowd on hand here today, and I hope a lot of people listening as well, supporting you guys.
Yeah, it sounds like we're going to have a lot of support down there. It's created a tremendous buzz in our community. A lot of people told me they are going to make the trip, so we're hoping today that the stands will be packed with Hatchet fans and cheering on their Hatchets.
Last week, John, you guys played an excellent game against Brilliant. Rachel Dolman throws the perfect game. You're able to get that 2-0 win. It was an excellent team effort in that contest, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was an outstanding team effort, and it's been that way throughout the tournament. But I'd be doing a disservice if I didn't mention the importance of how Rachel Dolman has been in the tournament. Her perfect game, not only was it in the sectional final, but she also had a second perfect game in the regional semifinal. Mm-hmm. So to do it once is amazing. To do it twice is incredible. And she has just dialed in, 40 Ks in one walk in the tournament, scattered 6 hits in the whole tournament. just has really been focused, and that's who she is. I mean, and she deserves everything she's doing because she's worked very hard at it.
You talk about that focus from your pitcher, Dahlman. John, when she's as dialed in as she has been with, you mentioned, 40 Ks and only one walk in the tournament series, your defense has been good, too. They've got to be dialed in and focused at all times, especially when your pitcher gets in a groove. Sometimes you can lose your focus a bit, can't you?
Yeah, and I mentioned that last week in the paper, and how important it is to stay focused. And our girls, like I said, have done such a tremendous job. It's easy to get lulled to sleep in a game when your pitcher is dominating as she is. But when a team has put the ball in play, we've been ready, and we've made some tremendous plays throughout the tournament. And that's just a credit to our kids. When it's game time right now, they're ready to go.
You've got an experienced group of young ladies, John, that kind of had that bitter taste a year ago, losing in the playoffs, and they had big goals for this season, and boy, did they put in the effort over the off season and early in this season here to prepare for what they've done so far.
Yeah, the journey for these girls, has for some of them especially, has started 8 years ago, mm-hmm. and Coach Ron Voles and a couple of the dads, Matt Dahlmans, Matt Tyler, they really embedded in the head of these girls that they have the chemistry to be a state tournament and a state championship type team. It's just a matter of, along the way, they put the work in. And I think what put a little exclamation point on was that bitter loss a year ago to Wauwega Fremont. You know, we felt we had that team that could get to the state level a year ago, and we didn't achieve that goal. But our goal didn't change. This year, again, our goal was to win a state championship. And these girls, you know, even after starting the regular season 0-5, that didn't even faze them. You know, since then they've rattled off a 15-2 record, and just they're playing. Every coach wants to be playing their best ball at tournament time, and our body of work from March 12th to where it is now, we approached it that way, and it's given our girls a lot of success and a lot of confidence heading into Madison today.
Our Fairman Orthodontics Coaches Show continues. We've got more with Coach John Larson coming up on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ.
McDonald's of Tomahawk and Merrill supports our Hatchet athletes. Before or after the game, McDonald's in Tomahawk will satisfy that hunger. Try a new quarter pounder made with 100% fresh beef and cooked when you order. Or serve up some smiles with a Happy Meal for only $3 on the $1, $2, $3 menu all day long at McDonald's. And best of luck to the Hatchet softball team during this postseason from your friends at McDonald's of Merrill and Tomahawk. Athletes involved in high school sports score memories that will last all their lives. VIP Hatchet sports sponsors at Wausau Homes Tomahawk would like to wish the Hatchets the best of luck. Go Hatchets! If you're looking to create your own memories in a new home, contact Wausau Homes Tomahawk at 453-2015 or on the web at wausauhomes.com. Come see. They're redefining the home building experience.
Dr. Mike, Dr. Dewey, and their team are cheering on the dedicated Hatchet athletes. Riley Family Dental is proud to sponsor Hatchet VIP Sports and is committed to bringing you the best in dental health care. Riley Family Dental is conveniently located next to the Tomahawk School Complex at 1018 East Kings Road. For your family dental needs, contact them at 453-7071, 453-7071. New patients are always welcome. Go Hatchets from your fans at Riley Family Dental.
Get pumped up, Hatchet fans. Another Hatchet sports season is underway, and our team at Tomahawk BP wishes our student-athletes all the best. We are also proud to offer the Hatchet Booster Pump No. 8, where 2 cents per gallon is donated to the Hatchet Booster Club. We'd like to thank the people of Tomahawk for your continued patronage and invite you to come to Tomahawk BP for your snacks, beer, and liquor and wine for them special times. And don't forget our car wash at Tomahawk BP on North 4th Street. Go Hatchets!
You guys have Prescott, John, a Division III state semifinal. As we talked off the air, John, you get to the state tournament and everybody is good at this time. Prescott comes in at 22-3. You're going to face a good softball team.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely going to face a good softball team. We expect that. But Prescott is facing a good softball team, mm-hmm. too. So that's what the state tournament is all about. We're excited about the competition. We're excited about the level of play we have to perform at to get the job done. Prescott plays in a tough middle border conference. They have a solid pitcher. And then it's just a matter of, you know, whether or not they can put everything else together. You know, the bottom line is you can throw all scouting reports out the window as far as I'm concerned. It's a matter of just the team that goes there and plays to their level and plays the type of game they're quality of, they're going to come out on top. We've always told the kids it's the little things. The team that throws and catches the ball the best is going to be the team that wins the game. We just got to go in there and do the little things right and focus on the fundamentals of the game. Play to our level, play with the poise and confidence that we've played with throughout the tournament series. Everything leads to tomorrow at 10 a.m. being an unbelievable high school fast-pitch softball game.
You mentioned, John, the pitching at this level. Now, you've got Rachel Dahlman, and Prescott has their pitcher, Kelly Westcott. Important to possibly manufacture some runs here, get a big hit, and then maybe steal a base or move runners over via the bunt, things like that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that, when I talk about little things, those are those things that have to show up. We've done an excellent job of doing those little things. Going back to the sectional semifinal against Oconto, I think we had six sacrifice bunts in that game to get runners in scoring position and those little things, and then somebody coming up with that big hit to score that one run. And that one run could be the difference in a game at the state tournament level. So it's about execution. It's about being confident when you're trying to execute those plays. We will take whatever the defense gives us. We just got to be dialed in and ready to go when that opportunity arises.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time here this morning and wish you and the softball program the best of luck today. Division III state semifinals. Best of luck, Coach.
Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it.
There's Tomahawk Hatchet head coach John Larson with his thoughts prior to this Division III WIAA state semifinal contest as the 15-7 Tomahawk Hatchets take on Prescott. The Cardinals are at 22-3. The Fairman Orthodontics Coaches Show continues on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. We're back to Goodman Diamond in Madison coming up.
Everyone at the office of Kopp & Cook Accounting are happy to support our Tomahawk Hatchet student-athletes, and they'd like to wish them the best of luck during this sporting event and all season. For all your personal or business accounting needs and tax time preparations, Kopp & Cook Accounting can provide the efficient and professional service you require. Simply call 453-5248 or stop by their office on West Mohawk Drive in Tomahawk.
Mir Electric Inc. of Tomahawk is proud to be one of our VIP play-by-play sponsors featuring our Tomahawk Hatchets. Mir Electric is a second-generation electrical contractor with Ricky Mir following in the footsteps of his parents, Sandy and Greg. Mir Electric is happy to provide you with a free estimate for your commercial or residential projects with all their work insured and guaranteed. From new home construction to remodeling or service upgrades, call Mir Electric at 453-2062. That's 453-2062. Proud alumni of THS and Hatchet Backer.
Great Lakes Foods is known for their great deals and signature meat market, but they're also proud supporters of the Tomahawk Hatchets. Whether it's helping the Hatchet Booster Club or the music department, GLF is happy to support our students. Grab a great deal at Great Lakes Foods and go Hatchets! Great savings, great products, great service at Great Lakes Foods.
Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. We're back at Goodman Diamond getting ready for Tomahawk, taking on Prescott in a Division III state semifinal. Horicon just advances with the no-hitter from their pitcher as they defeated Pichelli by the score of 10-0. Grounds crew is out on Goodman Diamond. We've had a couple of rain delays. The first was at about 9 o'clock or so, and that was for some lightning in the area. Then the teams got back out about 10:15 and started that Division IV contest. And then we had a brief 5 to 7 minute rain delay, and then some yeoman work by the grounds crew to get the field back playable. And they're now relining the field and getting ready for Tomahawk and Prescott. Winner of Tomahawk and Prescott advances to the state final, which would be tomorrow afternoon against the winner of Poinette and Westfield. And Prescott comes in at 22-3, while the Tomahawk Hatchets are 15-7. And Tomahawk got off to a slow start. They played at the Monroe tournament and went 0-3, but better remember that with our long winter and non-existent spring, that the Hatchets' first time out on the diamond was at that tournament playing three games, and then they've rattled off 15 out of 17 coming down the stretch, and then their postseason run to advance the state for the second time in school history. And how about the Tomahawk pitcher Rachel Dahlman during the playoff run? Dahlman has two perfect games, and she also has 40 strikeouts to one walk in the tournament series. We'll continue with the Fairman Orthodontics Coaches Show. We're back in 2 minutes on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ.
I can see clearly now.
Everyone at Tomahawk Eye Care wants to wish all the boys and girls sports teams good luck. Tomahawk Eye Care offers comprehensive eye exams and in-house lab for faster processing of eyeglasses. For all your eye care needs, call Tomahawk Eye Care, 224-2200. That's 224-2200. Better quality, better service, better vision. At Tomahawk Eye Care, 1334 North 4th Street in Tomahawk. Tomahawk Eye Care, I care for you.
Saddle up and get on out to Billy Bob's and celebrate our Tomahawk Hatchets. Win or lose, we're proud of our hatchets. Enjoy the tastiest grub around with your all-time favorites and new specialties. Plus, you can still get their famous Grand Slam pizzas with the freshest ingredients and homemade crust. Catch all the action with their complete satellite package and 6 plasma TVs. Only at Billy Bob's Sports Bar and Grill, County Road L, north of Tomahawk. Open daily at 11 a.m. Go Hatchets! Yee-haw!
Attorney Jim Runyon of Tomahawk has been a proud sponsor of Hatchet Sports on WJJQ for over 30 years. If you need legal assistance for personal injury, workers' comp, real estate matters, estate planning, bankruptcy, divorce, traffic, and other legal matters, call Attorney Jim Runyon at 453-5387 or stop by his office at 310 West Wisconsin Avenue in downtown Tomahawk. Good luck, Hatchets!
Heritage Chevrolet of Tomahawk is proud to be a sponsor of the Tomahawk Hatchet Sports Broadcasts on WJJQ. Our team at Heritage Chevrolet would like to salute the efforts of our Hatchet student athletes and dedicated coaches and managers for all they do for a winning effort. When you're in the market for a new or used vehicle, please keep Heritage in mind. Our sales staff will offer you the vehicle that best fits your needs at a great price. Plus, our award-winning service department serves you after the sale. Check out our selection at heritagechev.com or stop in at our showroom on North 4th Street in Tomahawk. Good luck, Hatchets.
And here comes the Tomahawk Hatchets as Tomahawk takes the field. They've got 5 minutes to prepare for this contest, their first time out on Goodman Diamond, as they are going through their warm-up series here with Coach Larson and Coach Bowles. And then it'll be Prescott with a couple of reps on the Goodman Diamond, and 5 reps, and then we'll have 5 minutes reps, and then we'll have your starting lineups and first pitch of this Division III state semifinal, Tomahawk taking on Prescott. Not bad right now here in Madison. Temperatures in the lower 60s or so, and best part of that is it's not raining right now, hoping that the rain holds off. And we do not have any more delays. As mentioned earlier in our broadcast, we had several delays for the Division IV matchup between Pichelli and Horicon.
One for lightning, then one about 5 to 7 minutes for rain. And now the hatchets are out on Goodman Diamond getting ready for this Division III state semifinal. Tomahawk will be the home team, and they will take the field first with Rachel Dahlman towing the rubber here again today for the Tomahawk hatchets. Again, Dahlman comes into the contest with the 40 strikeouts and one walk in the tournament series, throwing two perfect games in tournament play for the Hatchet senior. And Tomahawk will face Kelly Westcott. Westcott comes in at 18-1. She's thrown 21 games this season, including 13 complete games. Her earned run average at 1.39 and 111 innings pitched. So it could be a pitcher's duel here today for a Division III state semifinal. We'll continue with the Fairman Orthodontics coach. His show is back in 2 minutes on WJJQ Tomahawk.
Radio Shack goes high-tech for higher education. Tablets are the perfect learning tool, offering many options. Radio Shack and Tomahawk carries a great selection of Verizon wireless phones, accessories, computer supplies, and electronic toys for kids of all ages. John, Brenda, and the staff at Tomahawk Radio Shack send out best wishes for a super season to all Hatchet sports teams. Go Hatchets! From your friends at Radio Shack, North 4th Street in Tomahawk.
All the Hatchet fans at Tomahawk Community Bank wish the Hatchet student athletes and coaches all the best this sports season. Hi, this is Whitney, youth apprentice at Tomahawk Community Bank. We're happy to meet the banking needs of the faculty, students, and staff with a Tomahawk Hatchet Bank, conveniently located in the Hatchet Cafe. If you need cash, the Hatchet Green Machine is available in the Commons area. All proceeds from the Hatchet Green Machine help support FBLA activities at Tomahawk High School. Tomahawk Community Bank is FDIC insured, an equal housing lender, and a proud supporter of our Hatchet student athletes.
Mitch Bayer Construction can help you make your dream home a reality. Fully licensed and insured, they've been building custom homes, garages, and remodeling projects in the Tomahawk Lake Nokomis area since 1981. Professional design and plan service to accommodate your needs as well. Call 453-5190. That's 453-5190 for Mitch Bayer Construction. Mitch Bayer Construction is also a proud Hatchet VIP sports sponsor. High school sports builds character, and they wish the Hatchets the best of luck.
Tomahawk Furniture salutes all Tomahawk Hatchet athletes. With a product that outperforms their competition, Tomahawk Furniture could be selling mattresses at twice the price. But when you're in the business for the long haul, treating folks right is the way to go. At Tomahawk Furniture, they pass along the savings to you. The best prices in the Northwoods, or for that matter, any woods. Dollar for dollar, the best mattresses in the area, with prices so low you'll have to bend over to see them. At Tomahawk Furniture in downtown Tomahawk. Good luck, Hatchets!
WJJQ Northwoods 92.5, your home for state softball action featuring our Tomahawk Hatchets as the Hatchets are wrapping up their time out on Goodman Diamond, getting about 5 minutes or so to go through infield and outfield work and at least, you know, get a little feel for the diamond. It was a little wet, but got to credit the ground crew here for doing a fantastic job of getting this field ready to go. Prescott's going to have their time out on the field, and then it'll be the first pitch as the Tomahawk Hatchets are the home team, and Rachel Dahlman will obviously get the start for Tomahawk as she is getting ready to pitch in the bullpen as we speak. Prescott now out on the field as they will go through their pregame warm-ups. And we'll have the opening pitch of WIAA Division III state softball action. It's 22-3 Prescott against 15-7 Tomahawk. And we'll be back in 2 minutes with more of our Fairman Orthodontics Coaches Show. Setting the stage for this D3 matchup, we're back in 2 minutes on the Big Q.
Hi, this is Justin at Cerny's Greenhouse, and my staff and I are proud to be a Hatchet Sports sponsor. We salute our Hatchet athletes and coaches and wish them the best of luck this season. Here at Cerny's, we are dedicated to quality and customer service. We appreciate your loyalty and always look forward to seeing you at the Greenhouse. Now let's cheer on our Tomahawk Hatchets and enjoy another great broadcast on WJJQ, brought to you in part by Cerny's Greenhouse and all the Hatchet sports sponsors.
The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, Local Lodge 1713, salutes the extra dedication and efforts of the Hatchet student-athletes and their coaches. They make the commitment to represent our school and community through extracurricular activities and doing their best each and every day. The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace, Local Lodge 1713, thanks all our listeners for your support of the Tomahawk School District, and good luck, Hatchets!
Tomahawk Appliance and Home is proud to sponsor Hatchet Sports and the athletes who participate. Located in downtown Tomahawk, Tomahawk Appliance and Home is your local appliance and home dealer. Whether you're looking for a new refrigerator, stove, dishwasher, TV, mattress, or furniture, you can shop local by shopping at Tomahawk Appliance and Home. They represent quality and affordability, are knowledgeable, and stand behind their products. Tomahawk Appliance and Home is proud to be a Hatchet Sports sponsor.
Dr. Kim and Dr. Buddy Rumsey of Rumsey Chiropractic Tomahawk wish our Hatchet student-athletes good luck during the season. Dr. Kim and Dr. Buddy take great pride in providing the finest chiropractic wellness care to their patients. And remember, new patients are always welcome. For your chiropractic health care needs, call Drs. Kim and Buddy Rumsey at 453-2515. Good luck from the Hatchet fans at Rumsey Chiropractic Tomahawk.
About ready to go for our starting lineup and the opening pitch of this Division III state semifinal between Tomahawk and Prescott. As Prescott is out on Goodman Diamond going through their warm-up. Follow that up with starting lineup and the opening pitch here as Tomahawk is the home team. They'll take the field first in about 5 to 7 minutes, I'd say, for our opening pitch of this contest. These two teams have met three times previously in their softball histories. Back in 1993 at the sectional semifinal level, it was a Prescott win. Tomahawk also losing to Prescott in the sectional semis back in 1997. Back in 2000, Tomahawk defeated Prescott. That was the victory in the sectional semis, putting Tomahawk in the sectional final back in 2000. So Prescott leads the series 2-1. Tomahawk at 15-7. They're 15-2, though, in their last 17 games after starting 0-5. Prescott at 22-3. Their losses have come to Baldwin-Woodville twice. Baldwin-Woodville swept Prescott during the regular season, and the other loss came to Elk Mound. That a 4-3 loss in 11 innings of play. 43rd Annual WIAA State Softball Championships are coming up here. Let's take one more two-minute break, and we'll have your starting lineups and the opening pitch of State Softball here on the Big Q.
Generations Funeral Home and Crematory of Tomahawk would like to salute our Hatchet student-athletes, proudly representing our community. Generations offers Tomahawk and the surrounding communities professional and dignified affordable services. Longtime Tomahawk Funeral Director Kevin J. Krieger and his sister business manager Carrie Ernst are proud alumni of THS and wish the Hatchets good luck all season long. From Generations Funeral Home and Crematory, 1400 North 4th Street in Tomahawk, phone 224-3182 and online at generationsfuneral.com.
Specials this week in the Fresh Bakery Department at Nelson's County Market, North 4th Street, Tomahawk, include blackberry pie, 8-inch bakery fresh, just $3.99. Turnovers, 2-count packets, selected varieties, $1.99. French bread, the 16-ounce loaf, $1.79. Bakery fresh cookies, 12-count packets, selected varieties, $2.99. And mini iced eclairs, 4-count package, only $3.59 at Nelson's County Market, Tomahawk.
Hi, this is Jimmy Charles. You probably know me from Tomahawk BP, locally owned and operated by Suss Family Convenience Stores. Frank and Shelly also own and operate Tomahawk Shell. So you may see us at both the Tomahawk Shell and BP. Tomahawk Shell supports our Hatchet athletes before or after the game. Stop by the Tomahawk Shell and grab some hot food. Whether you need the ATM, beer, soda, snacks, convenience foods, and a whole lot more. Keep it local and swing by Tomahawk Shell. Offering great deals open 7 days a week from 5 a.m. to 11 p.m. with a 24-hour pay at the pump on South Tomahawk Avenue. On behalf of the Suss family and our great team at Tomahawk Shell, go Hatchets, go!
Now is the time to list your property for the selling season. Northwoods Community Realty has a marketing plan with proven results. Vacant land, second homes, lake property, we specialize in marketing your property. Come and visit us at our new office on the corner of North 4th Street and Mohawk Drive. Give us a call at 453-2673 or visit us on the web at northwoodscr.com. Northwoods Community Realty, the real estate company keeping your community in mind.
And we're back at Goodman Diamond in Madison, getting ready for WIAA Division III state semifinal action. The coaches have met at home plate with our umpiring crew, John Larson at the helm of the Tomahawk Hatchets for the past 26 years. And for Prescott, Matt Smith. Smith has been at the helm for 11 seasons. We'll now have your starting lineups for today's contest, featuring the Tomahawk Hatchets as the home team. And fantastic crowd on hand here for the Tomahawk faithful as Tomahawk is occupying the third base dugout. And we've got Hatchet fans in full capacity here taking in this state championship game, a semifinal contest here at Goodman Diamond. So for the visiting Prescott Cardinals, leading off is Kiki Carey. And Carey comes into today's contest batting 447. Batting in the two hole is Caitlin Miller. Miller will play shortstop. She is batting 508 on the season with a couple of home runs and 14 RBI plus 29 runs scored. Callie Westcott is the pitcher for the Cardinals. And Westcott comes into the contest batting 343. And she also has 18 RBI. Haley Miner will occupy right field for Prescott. Hope Miner is going to do the catching for Prescott, and Hope Miner batting 413 on the season. Going back to Haley Miner, she is a 372 hitter. Sydney Matzak is playing left field today for Prescott. Matzak comes in with a 484 average, including 14 runs and 23 RBI. Bella Lenz is playing the flex position, and Lenz comes in with a 456 batting average. Kaylin Lewis, first baseman for the Cardinals, and Kaylin Lewis is batting 412. And Shelby Murphy is playing a third base for Prescott, and Murphy is a 290 hitter on the season. For the Tomahawk Hatchets, defensively here in today's contest, it'll be Rachel Dahlman going for Tomahawk. Dahlman has thrown 105 innings this season, allowing 51 runs, 31 of which were earned, and a 2.06 ERA. Dahlman, 142 strikeouts and 20 walks. And we mentioned that she has 40 Ks and just one walk in the tournament series for Tomahawk. Doing the catching duties is Tomahawk Hatchet junior Katie Voles. Playing first base, Hatchet senior Sophie Wagner. Second baseman is Jordan Kaminsky. Playing short, Courtney Tyler and Jennifer Duplay will occupy third base. Going around from left to right in the outfield, it's Whitney Osro, the Tomahawk Hatchet junior. Taylor Schiltz is playing center field. And playing right field for Tomahawk is Megan Marks. Of course, Tomahawk has a very veteran group. This group has been together for at least 2 years, some 3 years playing at the varsity level. And as we talked to Coach John Larson about in our pregame show, they had the bad taste in their mouth after losing to Wyawega in the playoffs last year. They beefed up their schedule here for the 2018 season, got off to a bit of a slow start, going 0-5 early, but 15-2 in their last 17 as the Hatchets have advanced to state for the second time in school history. Last trip was back in 1983 when they finished as runner-up state champion. So both teams have been announced, and we're just about ready to go with our opening pitch of today's contest as it's Rachel Dahlman going for the Tomahawk Hatchets. Dahlman again with that ERA of 2.06. She is 11-5. She had some issues with her shoulder in the early to middle portion of the season, and Courtney Tyler did some pitching for Tomahawk. In fact, Tyler was 4-2 during her stint as a Hatchet pitcher. But now that the playoffs have started, it's Rachel Dahlman in pretty impressive fashion getting Tomahawk through the regionals and sectionals as they have advanced to the state championships. So Dahlman is out on the mound as the Tomahawk Hatchet will have her warm-up pitches, and we're just about ready to go with our opening pitch of Tomahawk Hatchet softball here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ Tomahawk. And leading off for Prescott is Kiki Carey. Batting second, Caitlin Miller. Callie Westcott hitting third. Haley Miner hitting fourth. Hope Miner bats fifth, followed by Cindy Metzik, Bella Lenz, Kaylin Lewis, and Shelby Murphy. Again, once again, the battery, Dahlman and Bowles going around the horn. Duplay at third, Tyler at the short, Kaminsky at second, Wagner at first. And your outfielders are Markson right, Shilton center, and left field is Whitney Osro. Here comes Kiki Carey. We are underway with Division III WIAA state semifinal softball action. In on the corners for Tomahawk, Wagner, and Duplay, and it'll be strike one. So Dahlman primarily went with the fastball in the sectional final matchup. She's got a mix of a change and a curve, too. Here's the pitch. It's hard hit ball, and Megan Marks will have that one get by her. Rounding first is Carey. She'll be held at second base. So a single for Prescott, taking two on the misplay by the Hatchets. Kind of skipped off that wet grass. That'll be an adjustment for the Hatchet outfield. So with nobody out, we've got Carey on second, and here comes Miller in the two-hole. Dahlman gets the sign from Bowles. Again, in on the corners are Wagner and Duplay. Back up the middle. Here's the pitch from Dahlman. She bunts. Coverage by Kaminsky gets it from Dahlman. And that will be the retirement of Miller. 1-4, one down, moving over to third is Carey. One down for Prescott with their number three hitter, Callie Westcott.
Miller successfully sacrifices Carey to third.
Sack bunt there for Miller. And here's Dahlman. Fastball right down the middle, strike one, Dahlman.
Westcott hitting for Prescott.
For the Tomahawk Hatchet. So it's 0-1 to Westcott. Again, once in on the corners again for Tomahawk. And here's the changeup this time. It's foul territory caught by Sophie Wagner. That's the big out there for the Tomahawk Hatchet. As Wagner catches the foul ball. And there'll be two down for the Cardinals, bringing Haley Miner up to bat. Miner playing right field and batting cleanup. Two down, runner on third is Carey. And Dahlman gets the sign and fires. Outside corner, called strike, 0-1. Regular depth for the Hatchet outfield in left, center, and right, and deep up the middle for Kaminsky and Tyler. And again, in on the corners for Wagner and Duplay. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Miner inside. Swing and a miss. 0-2. Two down. Again, the runner on is Carey, and Dahlman up in the count at 0-2.
The right field corner to the left field corner.
Gets the sign from Bowles, and here's the senior pitcher. Changeup got away from Bowles, and here comes Carey. Play at the plate, safe. So a wild pitch, and Prescott gets the first run of the game. And it's 1-0. Prescott leading Tomahawk. So Carey reached on the single. Advanced on second as it skipped away from Marks, was sacrificed over to third, and the ball a bit high, and Katie Bowles could not come down with it, and it'll be Prescott scoring first. Foul back. 1-2 to Haley Miner. Miner is a senior. 1-0 in the top half of the first. Prescott leading Tomahawk.
So Miner's still the hitter.
Here's the 1-2 pitch.
Here's
Dahlman's
delivery.
Just missed outside.
Umpire.
2-2 to Haley Miner.
Jolly from Seymour at first base.
Duplay. and about three from the bag at third. Wagner playing even with the bag and then deep off the middle for the Hatchet infield. Here's the pitch. Inside corner, just missed. Full count. Two minor. Prescott leads 1-0. Early in this Division III state semifinal. Weather delayed our action. Glad to be on with you here on the Big Q. Fouled back. So we'll do it again. 3-2, two out. Prescott has pushed one across here this inning.
Number three, in third grade, she saw a boy she had a crush on. So she wore number three?
Not bad right now outside. Hopefully the rain holds off. All right, so we're 3-2, two down. Here's the delivery by Dahlman. It's busted in on Miner, stays fair, and she's on. So got her right off the handle, and it had some funky spin on it. Wagner charged, and they keep the inning alive as Miner reaches. And batting now with one on and two out, is Hope Miner. Ruled a hit. Fouled out of play. So a couple of hits here for the Cardinals in their half of the first, and they lead 1-0. Hope Miner, the catcher for the Cardinals.
Haley is her twin sister. They play softball.
Here's the pitch from Dahlman. This is a high fly ball to shallow right. Mark's coming in. She makes the catch. Good catch there by Mark to end the inning. Prescott, one run on two hits, one hatchet air. After a half inning, it's Prescott leading Tomahawk 1-0. We're back with more state softball coming up after this on WJJQ.
The team at Tomahawk Louisiana Pacific Mill hope that you're enjoying our radio broadcast of this exciting Hatchet sporting event. Team Tomahawk at LP is proud to support our Hatchet student athletes and coaching staffs. Louisiana Pacific employees are dedicated to making the Tomahawk area a great place to live and raise their families. They're honored to give back to our community, our schools, churches, city projects, and organizations, large and small. Good luck, Hatchets, from everyone at Team Tomahawk, the Louisiana Pacific Tomahawk Mill.
All right, we're in between innings. Tomahawk gets their first at-bat here as they face Cali Westcott. Westcott 18-1 on the season with an ERA of 1.39. She has 94 strikeouts, 211 walks. Lead off for Tomahawk, Taylor Schiltz. Schiltz at 257, 23 runs on the season. Katie Vols batting second, 414, and 20 runs scored. Courtney Tyler with a 474 average, 28 RBI, and 25 runs scored. In the four-hole, Rachel Dahlman, 17 RBI, and batting 344. Haley Vormanstein will bat fifth. Megan Marks, sixth. Wade Niasro, seventh. And Sophie Wagner is going to bat eighth, nine hole for Jordan Kaminsky. Opening pitch of the inning is fouled out of play by Schiltz. And it's 0-1. So again, the Cardinals scored one run on two hits, left one on, and one hatchet air at the top of the first inning. So it's 0-1. To Taylor Schiltz, the Hatchet center fielder. Here's Westcott with her delivery. Fouled out of play. Westcott to be up 0-2 on Schiltz. In at the corners for Prescott. Murphy at third, Lewis at first, Miner. Giving the call to Westcott. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Just off the outside. Ball one. 1-2 count to the Hatchet leadoff hitter. Schiltz again comes into the contest batting 257 with 23 runs scored from the leadoff spot. Here's the 1-2 delivery from Westcott. Inside. Ball two. 2-2. Coach Ron Voles over at first, John Larson coaching third. 2-2. Here's the pitch. Hit hard, foul, just along the third base line. Count will remain at 2-2. Katie Voles on deck in the hole is Courtney Tyler for the Tomahawk Hatchets in their half of the first. They trail 1-0 as Prescott scored one run, had a couple of hits in the top of the first. All right, so Westcott will get the sign and toe the rubber. The 2-2 delivery. Ball three just off the inside. Looked like a changeup there from Westcott. All right, so it's a full count to the Hatchet leadoff hitter, Taylor Schiltz. Just underway with
Navy and gold uniform.
State softball action. Here's the pitch from Westcott. Driven foul ball. Boy, she's on it is Schiltz. Another hard hit ball. Foul along the left field line. Count will remain at full. 3-2. Tomahawk Hatchet softball here on WJJQ for this Division III state semifinal matchup. Hatchets coming in at 15-7, 22-3 for Prescott. Here's the 3-2 delivery. High, good at bat there by Taylor Schiltz. So Schiltz got down 0-2. She battled, fouled three pitches off, and she draws the leadoff walk, bringing up Katie Voles. Won't be surprised here if Coach Larson either sends Schiltz or asks Katie Voles to sacrifice bunt. Voles 4-14 on the season. Here's the pitch. She squares outside. Schiltz fakes a steal, sliding back on the throw, and Schiltz sliding back safe on the snap throw by Miner. And ball one to Voles. 1-0. It's the sign from Tomahawk Hatchet head coach John Larson. In at the corner are Murphy and Lewis. Here's the pitch. Voles bunted fouled and into the screen. It'll be 1-1. On the bottom half of the first, Prescott leading Tomahawk 1-0 after scoring a run in the first on two hits, one hatchet air. All right, so 1-1 to Voles from Westcott. And here's the pitch. Voles squares, takes the pitch low in behind the Schiltz. She dives back, however, great defensive work there by Miner. So we had Hope Miner with a snap throw over to first. He gets by the second baseman, Carey. Haley Miner, good backup. And Schiltz unable to advance on the overthrow. It's going to be 2-1. Katie Voles, 24 hits on the season, 12 RBI and 20 runs scored, batting 4-14 as the Hatchet junior catcher. Schiltz on first, she drew a leadoff walk on an 8-pitch at-bat. And now here's Voles, 2-1. She squares the bunt once again. Bunt is down, but it's foul. And it will now be a 2-2 count. More than likely, the bunt will be off here. 2-2 count to Hatchet junior catcher Katie Voles. Westcott gets the sign. And here's the 2-2 to Voles. Takes strike three. Schiltz on the move. She slides in safe. So Schiltz will advance via the stolen base. Voles called out on the strikeout. It's one down for Courtney Tyler, the Hatchet shortstop. Batting 474 with 25 runs scored and 28 RBI for Tyler. Here's the pitch. Outside corner called strike. It's 0-1. Schiltz on second with one down. She reached via a leadoff walk, stole second. And in scoring position now for Courtney. Here's the pitch from Westcott. Fouled out of play into the right field bleachers. And Courtney's down in the count at 0-2. Kind of got in on her hands that time, and she fought it off and fouled it out of play.
had a lot of schedule changes here.
One down for the Tomahawk Hatchet. And here's the pitch to Tyler. Fits it in. That competes hit up the middle for Tyler. Here comes Taylor Schilt. She's going to slide in, safe. The Tomahawk Hatchet's on the board as now Tyler advances to second, an RBI single for Courtney Tyler. Tomahawk ties it up at one apiece.
Tyler didn't hit the cover off the ball, but she hit it good.
Didn't hit it square, but right up the middle past the diving attempt by the second baseman for Prescott. That is Carey, a diving try to keep it in there, and Coach Larson waves Schultz on to score one up here in the bottom of the first, bringing up Hatchet pitcher Rachel Dahlman. Dahlman, 344 on the season with a 17 RBI. One down for the Tomahawk Hatchet as we've got a quick break here. I believe the umpire went to get a dry ball, and Westcott will get the sign. And Dahlman digs in. One down. One in for the Hatchet. Fouled out of play by Rachel Dahlman. We've seen Tomahawk be very aggressive on the first pitch here today.
Tomahawk answers that first inning run by Prescott.
Tyler in on second after her RBI single, advancing on the throw home. And in scoring position with one down and an 0-1 count to Dahlman. Here's the pitch. This is off the handle and foul territory. First baseman comes over, and Lewis
retires
Dahlman on the fallout, and there'll be two down for Haley Vormans-Dean. Haley is batting 310. She is the designated player for Tomahawk, batting for Duplay. And here's the pitch with two down. One up. Outside corner, called strike. Tied at one. Two down for the Hatchets in their half of the first. Courtney Tyler driving in Jordan Schilt. Here's the pitch from Vormans-Dean inside. Ball one. In at the corners, at least in at first for Lewis. Here's the pitch to Dean. And that'll be ball two. Haley Vormans-Dean with a 2-1 count. Looking for something in the green. Give Tyler a chance to score. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Fouled back. 2-2. 2-2 count. Two down for the Tomahawk Hatchet. They've scored one run this inning on a one hit. And Prescott has one error this inning. All right. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Vormans-Dean from Westcott. It's hit to second base. Good play there by Carey. And Vormans-Dean retired 4-3. But Tomahawk ties it up 1-1 after the first. We're back with more Tomahawk Hatchet State Softball after this on WGJQ.
You'll love how easy the car buying experience can be at Rhinelander Auto Center. Take a ride down Stevens Street and see the area's largest selection of new and used vehicles. Toyota, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac. Looking for used? Check out OK Used Cars of Rhinelander. Want to customize your ride with new running boards, rims, grills, brush guards, light bars, and more? Check out everything that the team at Auto Gear has to offer. You'll quickly see their goal of guest satisfaction is their number one priority at Rhinelander Auto Center. Welcome to the family.
It's softball action here on this Friday now afternoon, just past the noon hour. Thanks for joining us on the Big Q for our broadcast from Goodman Diamond. Top of the second after Tomahawk scores a run on a one hit, one error, and one left on. And Sydney Matzik, the number six hitter for Prescott, will face Dahlman. Rachel, strike one on the inside half of the plate.
Division one semifinals.
And she's ahead in the count, 0-1. Duplay in on the corner at third. Here's the pitch, bunt, offered, strike two. 0-2 count to Matzik. Cardinal left fielder. 0-2 count. Duke Dolman comes with an off-speed pitch for the heat. Here it is. Change up, foul back.
The first out of Tomahawk is playing now.
0-2 count. Tied at 1. Top of the second inning here at Goodman Diamond. Here's the 0-2 pitch. High strike, swinging. Dolman gets her first strikeout of the contest and retires Matzik. And here comes Bella Lenz with one down and nobody on.
And here comes Bella Lenz, the designated player for the Cardinals.
Here's the pitch from the Hatchet senior. Swing and a miss, 0-1. Winner of this contest is the winner of Poinette Westfield. That game will follow ours. Here's the pitch from Dolman. Good mix there. Another high heater. It's 0-2. 0-2 count.
That was Horicon. And Horicon beat the Shelly 10 runs.
To Bella Lenz. Threw a changeup in the situation last batter. And throws the heat and strikes her out. Back-to-back strikeouts for Dolman. Two down for the Prescott Cardinals. And they'll bring number 19, Caitlin Lewis, up to bat. It's 1-1, top half of the second. State softball right here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ Tomahawk. Here's the pitch. Fouled into the seat. And again, Dolman gets ahead in the count. Yeah, at 0-1. She's at her best when she's getting that first pitch strike, which obviously most pitchers are. But so far here on the contest, she throws ball number 2. Six of the 8 batters she's faced. She's open with the leadoff strike. All right, it's 1-1. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 2. Kaylin Lewis batting 8th for Prescott. And here's the Dolman pitch. She works quickly. Fouled off the catcher's mitt and off the home plate umpire's mask. Looks like good to go. Katie Bowles runs the ball out, gives the home plate umpire a chance to regain it, and 1-2. We'll do it again here with 2 down for the Cardinals in the top of the second. Here's the Dolman pitch. She strikes out the side. Rachel Dolman striking out the side, and the Cardinals are retired in order. It is 1-1. We're through 1.5 here at Goodman Diamond for WIAA State Softball Action. We're back after this with the Tomahawk Hatchets coming up to bat. Megan Marks, Whitney Ostro, and Sophie Wagner after this on the Big Q.
The Park City Credit Union team would like to salute our Hatchet student-athletes and wish them the best of luck during this sporting event and all season long. The team at Park City Credit Union is here to help you with all your banking needs, from savings and checking accounts to loans for your home or vehicle. The Park City Credit Union salute our Hatchet teams and coaches. Park City Credit Unions in Tomahawk, Merrill, Minocqua, and Rhinelander. Insured by NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ, online at WJJQ.com, also on your smartphone and tablet. So, Rachel Dolman strikes out the side. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on for the Cardinals. And coming up to bat for the Tomahawk Hatchet is Megan Marks, the Hatchet right fielder, batting 328 on the season. Whitney Ostro is on deck. Here's the pitch from Westcott. Marks takes call strike 1 on the upper half of the plate.
Megan Marks.
1-1. We're in the bottom of the second. Here's the pitch to Marks. Fouled out of play along the right field line once again. And it'll be Westcott up on Marks at 0-2. Marks will be followed by Ostro. Sophie Wagner is in the hole. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Marks. Outside. Ball 1.
Ball 1.
10 RBI on the season for Marks, the Hatchet Jr. Here's the pitch. Marks with a little bleeder, finds grass. She's in safe at first. So a leadoff single for Megan Marks as she takes it the opposite direction. And it'll be Tomahawk with their leadoff runner on. And Whitney Osro coming up to bat, batting 288 on the season. This is the sacrifice spot. As the Cardinals are in at the corners. Here's the pitch. Osro squares, pulls back. And they call that off the plate. Ball one. 1-0. To Whitney Osro, Hatchet Jr. Here's the pitch, squares to bunt. It's put down to first base as she charges. That's played by Lewis, and sacrifice bunt by Whitney Osro moves Marks over to second on the sacrifice. It's 3-4 on the retirement on the sacrifice for Osro. And Sophie Wagner comes up to bat. Wagner batting 143 on the season. Six hits, three RBI. Here's the Hatchet senior first baseman.
Three RBIs of the season.
Pitch. Call strike. Outside corner. 0-1 to Wagner. Tomahawk with Marks leading off the inning. Getting a single, advanced on the sacrifice by Osro. Here's Wagner swinging and missing, 0-2.
Westcott, this is a fastball behind. And it's 0-2. Jordan Kaminsky, the second baseman.
1-1 in the bottom of the second here at Goodman Diamond. State semi-softball action. Here's the 0-2 to Wagner. And that's called strike three on the outside half of the plate. Wagner goes down looking. And there's two down for Jordan Kaminsky, the Hatchet senior second baseman. Kaminsky batting 273 on the season. Looking for a big two-out hit here for the Hatchet.
Senior second baseman Jordan.
Here's the pitch from Westcott.
Strike one.
Called strike one. It's 0-1. Jordan. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Kaminsky swings and misses. So she's down in the count, 0-2. She'll have to try to battle here. Westcott came into the season with 94 strikeouts. Here's the pitch. Just missed. Didn't miss by much. And it'll be 1-2. And here's the pitch from Westcott. 1-2 pitch to Kaminsky.
Strike
three swinging, and the Hatchets are retired. So Tomahawk gets their leadoff runner on in Marks. They move her over on the sack bunt, but they cannot get a big one-out or two-out hit, and the Hatchets are retired. After two, it's 1-1. Tomahawk and Prescott. We're back with more Tomahawk Hatchet State softball after this on WJJQ.
The School District of Tomahawk welcomes our listeners to this Hatchet sports broadcast. The School District of Tomahawk believes they offer students the best of both worlds. They're large enough to offer a comprehensive academic program with cutting-edge technology, yet small enough to provide all students and families with the personal attention they deserve. For the latest happenings, listen to WJJQ, log on to tomahawk.k12.wy.us, or follow the School District of Tomahawk on Facebook.
Wayne. 0-1 count to Murphy. Murphy batting 290 on the year.
Shelby Murphy, a 290 hitter on the
13 runs and 18 RBI. Here's the pitch. I believe that was fouled off. Yep. All right, so it's 0-2. Dahlman up on the count. See if we see an off-speed pitch here to the number 9 hitter.
struck out the side.
Tied at one after both teams had one run in their half of the first. Here's the pitch. Fouled back. On 2 count. Dahlman thus far has 3 strikeouts as she struck off the side in the second. Here's the 0-2 pitch. An excuse me, check swing. Wagner in foul territory makes a nice play along the fence. So Sophie Wagner retires Murphy on the foul out.
Right field side.
And there'll be one down for leadoff hitter Kiki Carey. A lot of room down there for Wagner, but fearlessly she goes into foul territory and snags it for out number one. Here's the pitch by Dahlman. This will be foul. Gets out of play and into the stands. Dahlman gets ahead at 0-1. So Duplay in on the corner at third. She's about 5 steps in front of first. Wagner playing even with the bag at 1. Here's the pitch from Dahlman. This is inside, 1-1. Here's the pitch by Dahlman after the sign from Vol. And it'll be almost a diving try by Wagner. It was in foul territory, right off the handle again. Dahlman's getting some inside action with her fastball and busted that one in off the handle. And Wagner with a diving try just off the coach's box. If you're envisioning Goodman Diamond here today, and she almost had a diving fallout. But instead, it's 1-2. Two, the leadoff hitter, Kiki Carey. She reached on a single in the first. Change up, and it'll be 2-2.
Carey's been a table setter all season long with a 447 batting.
Batting 447 with 24 runs scored for the leadoff hitter of the Cardinals. Here's the pitch, foul back. And out of play, and we'll do it again. 2-2, one down, nobody on for the Cardinals. Top of 3, tied at 1. Prescott had a leadoff single, and Carey led it off and came around to score. And a leadoff hitter for the Hatchets also led off and scored. Here's the pitch by Dahlman. It's hit back to her at the circle, and Dahlman retires Carey 1-3. And there's 2 down for Caitlin Miller. Miller had a sacrifice in her first at-bat. And here's the pitch from Dahlman. Strike 1 swinging on the high heat. And with 2 down, nobody on. 0-1 count to Caitlin Miller, the Cardinal shortstop. Here's the pitch, change up. Strike 2. All right, so here comes the 0-2 from Dahlman. Missed high and off the plate, so it'll be 1-2 with 2 down. Here's the pitch. It'll be a deep fly ball to center field. She'll tracking it back under it and catches it for out number 3. And the Cardinals are retired in order. And after 2.5, it's 1-1 at Goodman Diamond. Leadoff hitter coming up for the Tomahawk Hatchets. It'll be Schultz, Vogels, and Tyler when we return with state softball action on WJJQ.
The United Steelworkers International Union 248 Tomahawk Mill employees would like to salute our Hatchet student athletes and coaches. United Steelworkers International 248 is honored to be part of our Tomahawk community, not only working here, but giving back to our local organizations with their time, talent, and resources. Enjoy the game and good luck, Hatchets, from United Steelworkers International Union 248 Tomahawk Mill employees.
Goodman Diamond with WIAA state softball action. So once again, the Cardinals are retired in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. And that brings Tomahawk Hatchet leadoff hitter Taylor Schultz to the plate. In her first at-bat, Schultz had a leadoff walk. And that was quite an at-bat for the Hatchet center fielder. She got down in the count, 0-2, battled with three foul balls, and eventually drew the leadoff walk, was sacrificed over by the Hatchet, and she came around to score. So Schultz on the day is 0-0 with the run score. Here's the pitch. High, pop up, and that'll get into the stands and out of play. And it might have got somebody right in the grate, but I'm not sure. We had some Hatchet fans trying to catch that foul ball, but might have caught somebody over on the left line, and it'll be Schultz down in the count 0-1. Here's Westcott. Pitch. Slow roller to third. It'll be played by Murphy. Not in time. The speedy Schultz leads off the Tomahawk Hatchet. We'll credit her with a single. Murphy charged and did not have enough time to throw out Schultz. It'll be a leadoff single for the Tomahawk Hatchet. And that brings up Katie Vols. Vols was in this situation in the first, unable to get the sacrifice bunt down. Sure, that didn't make Dad happy, but here's Katie, the Hatchet catcher, squares to bunt, and she pulls back. Schultz is going to steal second. So they fake bunt, steal second, and it'll be Schultz in scoring position at second. Holds the called strike, but now will Coach Larson try to move Schultz over to third on a sacrifice. 0-1 pitch to Vols. She squares to bunt. Bunt is down to third, and it'll be out at first for Vols. She sacrificed Murphy to carry. Sacrifice bunt by Vols for one down. 5-4. The retirement of Vols. That brings up Hatchet senior shortstop Courtney Tyler. Tyler had the RBI single that drove in Taylor Schultz in the first. See if Courtney can do it again. Here's the 0-0 pitch. Swinging miss. Tyler adding RBI number 29 on the season with her one-out single in the first. 0-1 pitch from Westcott. Strike two called on the other half of the plate. Looks like it might have been a little off, but Tyler will have to battle now here down in the count at 0-2. Schultz led off with a single, advanced on the sacrifice, advanced on a steal, then sacrificed over to third. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Ball outside.
Just barely.
So once again, I'll say that. Schultz led off with a single, stole second, and was moved over by Vols on the sacrifice.
One, two to Tyler.
Here's the pitch. That'll be fouled back and out of play. One to one. Both teams scoring in their half of the first.
Bit of a breeze.
They are in the bottom of the third now. Here's the 1-2. Looks like a knuckleball, and it'll be popped up into the infield. Miller retired on the pop out. Two down for Rachel Dahlman, the Hatchet pitcher and cleanup hitter. Schultz still on the third. Here's the pitch to Dahlman, fouled into the screen. It's 0-1. Here's the pitch by Westcott. That's fouled out of play. On the right field line, and Dahlman down in the count, 0-2. Two down, Schultz is on third. And Dahlman down 0-2. Here's the pitch from Westcott, fouled back. And hanging tough is the Hatchet senior. One to one, two down in the third.
I'm off. We were a year away from going to save last year.
Scott, 18-1 on the season. Toes the rubber. Here's the pitch. That's hit up the middle to second base. Diving play by Carey Kenichian in time. How about that play by Carey as she retires Dahlman on a diving stab? 4-3, Dahlman retired. So the Hatchets get one hit.
A leadoff single by Thomas.
No errors. And they leave Schultz on base. And we're through three. Tied at one. Back with more Hatchet State softball coming up. 3-4-5 for the Cardinals. After this on WJJQ.
Packaging Corporation of America, Tomahawk Mill, would like to wish our Hatchet student athletes and coaches the best of luck during this sporting event and all season long. PCA is proud to serve customers' needs for containerboard products throughout the country. And the Hatchet backers at PCA salute all of our Hatchet student athletes for their hard work and dedication to your sport. Give it your best, as always, Hatchets, from Packaging Corporation of America, Tomahawk Mill.
WJJQ, Tomahawk. We are at Goodman Diamond for Tomahawk Hatchets beat softball semifinal action. And through three, it's Prescott with one run, two hits, and an error. Tomahawk, one run on three hits and an error. Third top four, 3-4-5. Westcott, Minor, and Minor. Dahlman has retired six straight. Here's the ground ball, the two play. Snow cones, the throw is in time. One down. 5-3, one down for Prescott.
One out of the Prescott fourth.
And that brings up Haley Minor. She singled in the first. She's batting 372 on the season. Here's the pitch outside. One and all counts. Two play in on the corner. Wagner even with the bag. Deep up the middle for Tyler and Kaminsky. Here's the pitch. High and inside. Ball two. 2-0 count to the cleanup hitter of Prescott, Haley Minor. It's a regular depth for the Hatchet outfield. Osterell, Schultz, and Marks. Here's the pitch. Inside, off the fist, Tyler retires. Minor.
2-down.
6-3. And that brings up Holt Minor. She flew out to right
in
her first appearance. Eight straight retired by Dahlman.
It's the first inning. We might have a bunch of offensive fireworks early with both teams in the first inning. But
here's the pitch. Fouled out of play.
Dahlman has retired nine in a row.
Nice crowd on hand here from Tomahawk representing the Hatchets, their second ever trip to state. Last was back in 83. Change up, misses high. Back in 83, the Hatchets made their other trip to state. They were runner-up. Here's the 1-1 inside. All two. One to one, we're in the top of the fourth. State softball. Here's the pitch. That'll be into the right field. Foul ball. And 2-2.
Holt Minor and Cammie Westcott have had a great relationship. Pitch and catcher for Prescott. Holt has been pitching Kaylee.
2-2, two down. Nobody on for the Cardinals. In their half of the fourth, we're tied at one. Here's the pitch. That's high and outside. Full.
Minor battling in this at bat. Two outs in the top of the fourth. Payoff pitch coming.
Here it is from Dahlman. Swinging. Miss. Strike Three by Dahlman. That is her fourth strikeout of the contest. And Dahlman retires. Prescott in order. And coming up for Tomahawk, it's Foreman's Dean, Marks, and Osro. We're back with more Tomahawk Hatchet State Softball coming up on WJJQ.
Wanting a bite to eat on your way home? Stop in to the Rodeo Saloon and Grill on Wisconsin Avenue. Enjoy a burger, appetizer, or one of their great specials. Open 10:30 a.m. to 2 a.m. Monday through Sunday. Enjoy a lunch, dinner, or a drink on the deck or in the saloon. Running late? Just want to pick up your dinner? Call 453-0809. They'll have it ready for you. Rodeo Saloon would like to wish the Hatchets good luck this season.
We are back at Goodman Diamond as we are through three and a half with Tomahawk and Prescott tied at one apiece. Prescott scored in the top of the first. Kiki Carey led off with a single. She was sacrificed over and then brought in by Haley Miner. Since that point, Rachel Dahlman has been in a groove as she has retired 10 straight since that Miner single. But the Hatchets, they had their leadoff hitter, Taylor Schultz, reach in the first, and she was sacrificed over, and then an RBI single by Courtney Tyler scored Schultz, and we're tied at one. Here's the pitch. Leading off the fourth is Marks. Off the middle, great play by the second baseman, Carey, and she retires. Foreman's Dean, 4-3, one down for the Hatchets. Marks to come up. Marks singled in her first plate appearance in the second. Westcott gets the sign and delivers. Right off the end of the bat, coming in is Carey. She fields on the hop and throws out Marks. 4-3, two down for Tomahawk as Whitney Osro comes up to bat. Osro in her first plate appearance had a sacrifice bunt. Two down in the Hatchet after the fourth.
Quickly, two outs here in the fourth.
And here's the pitch to Osro. Swinging strike. 0-1. And at the corners for Prescott, here's the pitch. Call strike two on the outside corner. Going two to Osro. Here's the pitch. Just tying outside, 1-2. All right, here's the pitch. Foul back. Osro stays live.
Osro fouled that one off. 1-2. Nobody has two outs here.
1-1. And both teams scoring in the first.
Hatchet has all nine starters back from last year.
Here's the 1-2 delivery. And that is right off the end of the bat, called for by Carey at second base. He retires all three outs on the pop-up, and
three up, three
the Hatchets are retired, three up, three down. One to one here at Goodman Diamond as we head to the fifth. We're back with more Tomahawk Hatchet softball coming up on WJJQ Tomahawk.
Here are more Red Hot Buys for June, available at Tomahawk Ace Hardware. How about the Ace 100-piece screwdriver and bit set? Now just $19.99. Save on a variety of DeWalt and Stanley tools and accessories. You can choose from a variety of screwdrivers to levels and more, specially priced at $9.99 each. The Red Hot Buys this month available at Tomahawk Ace Hardware.
Northwoods 95 WJJQ Tomahawk. We're into the fifth, tied at one apiece with Matt Six to lead off. Squares to bunt, pops it up, Katie Bowles. catches that one, and it'll be a pop-out to lead off the inning. And we've got one down for Bella Lenz on deck, Kalen Lewis. Lenz was retired in the second on a strikeout. One down for the Hatchet.
Bella Lenz.
Pitch, she squares to bunt. Ball one.
Back to bunt.
We're in the top of the fifth, tied at one apiece. State semifinal softball from Goodman, Diamond, and Edison. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. One and one.
Prescott has a run on two hits. Tomahawk has a run on three hits. Both teams have committed one error.
Swing and a miss. Strike two.
200 feet down each line here at Goodman, Diamond.
To play in at the corner, playing third. Wagner, even with the base, primarily where Sophie plays. And here's the 1-2. It's popped up. Jordan Kaminsky behind first, makes the call and the catch. And that'll be out number two.
Caleb Lewis is a strikeout victim the first time up.
Two down for Lewis. Playing first for Prescott. Prescott, the champions. Their conference.
Final year coaching.
It is 22-3. One and all counts to Lewis. Strike two. I'm sorry, strike one. One and one. Two down. Nobody on. Four. The Cardinals, here's the pitch from Dahlman. That is driven to right center. Schiltz calls, makes the catch. So, Dahlman retires. The Cardinals in order.
Bottom of the fifth coming up.
We're heading to the bottom of the fifth. Let's see who the Hatchets have coming up. They've got 8-9-1, Wagner, Kaminsky, and Schiltz. When we return to Goodman Diamond, Northwood 92.5 WJJQ.
Project Think Carrier for your home or business heating and cooling needs, available at Hilgi's LP Gas of Tomahawk. With a new line of furnaces and air conditioning systems, Carrier and Hilgi's are dedicated to improving your quality of life, and now during the summertime, your furnace plays a vital role in moving refreshing, conditioned air from your cooling system all through your home or business. Plus, some of Carrier's models have rebate savings available right now too, so no matter what your home comfort needs, you can count on Carrier and Hilgi's to keep you comfortable. Carrier, turn to the experts at Hilgi's LP Gas, South Tomahawk Avenue, or call Hilgi's at
453-3505. Hoods 92.5 WJJQ Tomahawk. We are back in Medicine at Goodman Diamond. 1-1 as the Hatchets bat here in the bottom of the fifth. Sophie Wagner leads off for Tomahawk. Swings and misses at the first pitch. Wagner struck out looking in her first plate appearance. Here's the pitch. And again, Wagner just a tad late on that one. She's down in the count 0-2. All right, so the hatchet number 8 hitter, Sophie Wagner, chokes up on the bat, looking to battle here. Westcott, here's the pitch, and Westcott retires Wagner on a strikeout. One down for Jordan Kaminsky. Kaminsky also struck out swinging in her first plate appearance of the day. And the second, Kaminsky came into the contest batting 273. 12 hits, 14 runs, 5 RBI. Here's the pitch. Low and outside. Leadoff hitter Taylor Schiltz is on deck. She's 1-for-1 and scored the lone hatchet run. Here's the pitch to Kaminsky. Strike one, 1-1. One down here. We're in the bottom of the fifth. And at the corners for Prescott, here's the pitch to Kaminsky. Swing and a miss. One, two, count to Kaminsky. He chokes up as well, looking to battle here. Westcott in a bit of a groove. outside. Count moves to 2-2. And here's the 2-2 pitch. Strike three. Curtin Kaminsky down swinging, and there's two down for Schilt. Westcott is in a groove here. Both pitchers in a groove at this point in the contest, giving up one run in the first. All right, here's Schilt stepping in. Hard hit ball down the left field line. It's in there for a extra base hit. Schilt will round two and be held by Doshi's on the move. She's going to slide in safely. Triple for Jordan Schilt. Hey, she might have ran through Coach John Larson's stop sign there. It looked like he had two hands up saying, hold on there, it's two. But instead, she turns second, and she's in with a two-out triple. Jordan Schilt now 2-for-2 on the game. We'll see if Katie Voles can come up with a big two-out hit here for the Hatchets. Voles is 0-for-1. She's a struckout and had a sacrifice bunt. So the Hatchets threatening here with two down in the fifth.
Now Katie Voles tries to pick her up with two out.
Here's the pitch to Voles. Foul back.
Yeah. 4 years ago.
So a two-out triple.
Four games all season. Last year, 14 wins. Second place for the Great Northern Conference.
And Schilt is on third. Here's the pitch. 1-1. Taylor Schilt. At third, here's the pitch to Voles. She'll foul that one along the right field line and out of play. So Taylor Schilt had the two-out triple right down the left field line. Hit it right on the nose. Got by the diving try by Matzik. And Schilt in at third with two down. Voles down, and it is a strikeout as Katie Voles retired swinging. And the Hatchets will strand Schilt at third after the two-out triple. And we've played five. It is 1-1. Tomahawk and Prescott tied at a run apiece. We're back with more state semifinal softball action coming up on WJJQ.
The Hatchet backers at Irv Sales and Service are a proud VIP sports sponsor on WJJQ. Stop at Irv's and see the selection of Polaris ATVs, snowmobiles, and expert service after the sale. Irv Sales and Service, North 4th Street in Tomahawk, and online at irvsales.com. Proud of our fine group of Hatchet student athletes.
Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ Tomahawk. It's one apiece here at Goodman Diamond for state softball action. And Prescott has 9-1-2 coming up. It's Murphy, Carey, and Miller. Dahlman has gotten in a groove here for the Tomahawk Hatchets as she gave up one run in the first inning on a couple of hits for Prescott. Now she's been in a groove since that point, and Prescott has scored one run on those two first inning hits, and they have one error. Tomahawk, one run on four hits and one error. So it's tied at one. And we've got a timeout quickly. 1-1 after five innings of play. 9-1-2 once again for the Cardinals. Murphy, Carey, and Miller. Anybody gets on, it'll be Westcott. Nice crowd on hand here today. Actually, it's really nice right now. Nice. It's been all day. Here's a pitch from Dahlman. That'll be off the handle. Katie Voles and Tiffany Duplay both go after it. Excuse me, Jennifer Duplay. Jennifer and Voles luckily didn't collide on that, but both trying to catch that one, and both are unable to, so it'll be a foul ball strike. Here's the pitch from Dahlman.
Call 0-2.
She gets Murphy looking on strike number two. And it's 0-2. Here's the pitch. That'll be driven to center field. Nice sliding catch by hitter Schiltz. Retires Murphy. That was a pretty hard hit there by Murphy. And Schiltz with good positioning and makes a great catch. And there's one down for a leadoff hitter, Kiki Carey. She's been excellent defensively and has also singled and scored. 1-for-2 on the day. Here's the pitch from Dahlman. That'll be fouled back into the screen. And there's one down in the top of six here at Goodman Diamond. Division III state semifinal softball. Change up.
He's buckled a little bit on that one, but it was a ball.
Called a ball, and it'll be
1-1.
One down for the Cardinals. Here's the pitch. That'll be off the handle. Tyler charging from short, quick throw in time.
Looks for the glove to make sure she caught it. She did.
6-3. Carey retired on the nice play by Hatchett senior Courtney Tyler, and that'll bring Caitlin Miller to the plate with two down. She's 1-for-2, had a sacrifice in the first and flew out to center in the second. That's a deep hit to left field. Ostro back. It's off the wall and rounding second, around to third. Might be a play, and she's in there safe. So Tomahawk had a 2-0 triple in the bottom of the fifth. Now Prescott with a 2-0 triple by Caitlin Miller almost hit it out of here. Hit it about 214 to the alley in left. And the Cardinals are threatening here with two down and Westcott up to bat.
Here's a chance
for
Kaylee Westcott.
Here's Westcott. Pitch is high.
Westcott with 18 runs batted in on the season, but her 90 is huge.
Westcott is 0-for-2 on the day.
Prescott the lead.
Two play in at third. Here's the pitch. It'll be off the handle. Jordan Kaminsky going back makes a tremendous catch. Holy cow. Jordan Kaminsky with an excellent catch. She had to track that one from second base. She goes back and a backhanded catch to retire Westcott as they were threatening. Huge defensive play there by Kaminsky. And the Hatchets retired the Cardinals. Let's head to the bottom of the sixth. 1-1. Tomahawk coming up to bat. And they'll have 3, 4, 5. Tyler Dahlman and Borman's Dean when we return with state semifinal softball on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ.
Kevin Ehrman, your State Farm Insurance agent of Tomahawk, is proud to salute the Tomahawk Hatchett student-athletes and their coaches this season. For nearly 20 years, Kevin has been serving our area with his mission to help people manage the risks of everyday life, recover from the unexpected, and realize their dreams. Kevin Ehrman, your State Farm Insurance agent, serving you from his office located at 201 West Wisconsin Avenue in downtown Tomahawk. Call 453-2085 for State Farm Insurance.
Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ Tomahawk.
Jordan Kaminsky.
We've got state semifinal softball action here on a Friday now afternoon at Goodman Diamond in Madison. Had a couple of rain delays earlier this morning that delayed our start. It was scheduled for a 10 o'clock start. We got underway about 11:40 or so. And both teams scoring a run in the first. And both teams also threatened Tomahawk in their half of the fifth. And Prescott had a runner on third with two down. Jordan Kaminsky makes a tremendous running catch and remains at one apiece. Here's the pitch to Tyler. Foul ball.
Off of Tyler in the batter.
So she'll be down 0-2 in the count. Courtney on the day is 1-for-2. She had an RBI single in the first and flew out to shortstop in the third.
Number 7, Courtney Tyler steps in. The count is 0-2. First batter here.
Westcott toes the rubber. Here's the pitch. Swinging miss. Got away from the catcher. She'll retire Tyler by throwing to first, so that'll be a strikeout for Westcott. Tyler retired, probably was a little off the plate, and Courtney disappointed in herself. So one down for Rachel Dahlman. Dahlman on today is...
Here's Rachel Dahlman.
0-for-2.
Foul out, ground out for the Queen.
Here's the pitch.
Strike one.
Take the strike. 0-1 count to the Tomahawk Hatchet senior pitcher.
All afternoon. They've got some help from their defense.
There's the pitch. That'll be low. A little bit off the plate. And Dahlman and Westcott. Dueling. Here's the 1-1. That'll be hit up the middle. Nice play by Westcott. Good throw over to first. Retires Dahlman, 1-3. And there'll be two down for Gorman's team. Haley on the day is 0-for-2. She's grounded out to second in both plate appearances. Hatchett sophomore, 18 hits on the 2018 campaign. Here's the pitch. Falls right off the press box roof, and it's 0-1. Foreman's team down 0-1. Here's the pitch from Westcott. That'll be hit off the end of the bat right back at Westcott, and she... retires Foreman's Dean. And the hatchets go in order, and there is the hatchets. We're heading to the 7th. 1-1. We're back with more Hatchet State softball coming up on WJJQ Tomahawk.
Tomahawk Builder Supply, located at 120 North Railway Street, has been proudly serving the Tomahawk area for over 40 years. Tomahawk Builders Supply offers expert service and selection of materials and competitive prices right here locally without having to drive out of town. Whether you're a building contractor or a household handyman, you'll find what you need. Available Monday through Saturday at Tomahawk Builders Supply, 120 North Railway Street, Tomahawk. Phone 453-2757, and good luck, Hatchets, from Evan and his staff at Tomahawk Builders Supply.
Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ State Softball Division III semifinals. Tomahawk making their second ever trip here to state. Last time they were here, they finished as runner-up champs back in 1983. Through six, we are tied at one apiece. Both the Hatchets and Cardinals scored one run in the first inning, and both threatened. The Cardinals threatened with a two-out triple in the sixth. Tomahawk threatened with a two-out triple in the bottom of the fifth. And we're here in the seventh. That'll be fouled back. A diving try by Vols. And just outside of her reach. That'll be strike number one on Miner.
Great hustle, Tomahawk.
So Prescott, one run, three hits, one error. Tomahawk, one run, four hits, and one error. Duplay in at the corner. Anticipating a possible bunt attempt. Miner down 0-1. Here's the pitch. It's hit hard, base knock. Right in between. Short and third, so Miner with a leadoff single. She's 2-for-3 now on the day. All right, so we've got the Cardinals now with something going here, anticipating a sacrifice here from Hope Miner to move Haley Miner into scoring position. Tomahawk anticipating that bunt as well as Wagner and Duplay in tight at the corner. Here's the pitch. It is bunted and a fair ball. Bowles throws out Miner at first. Quick snap throw by Kaminsky to Tyler at second. And there'll be a sacrifice bunt moving. Haley Miner over is Hope Miner on the sacrifice.
One out.
sitting back with the left fielder. Strikeout foul out for Matzik.
All right, so there's one down for Matzik. She's 0 for 2. Duplay still anticipating a possible bunt attempt as she is she's about 30 feet away from the batter. Indeed. Matzik is squaring. Dahlman taking a little extra time on this pitch. Pulls back. It'll be an innocent fly ball caught by Dahlman. She checks the runner. So a big out there by Dahlman as she catches the pop-up. Two down for Prescott with double ends to come up, and she's 0 for 2. Struck out in the second and popped up to Kaminsky in the fifth. Two down with Haley Miner on. She reached on a single and was sacrificed over. Two down. Here's the pitch. High swinging strike. It's 0-1. We've got two down at the top of the sixth. We're tied at 1-1. 1-1 here at State. Wells Prescott and Tomahawk scoring in the first. Here's the pitch from Dahlman. Bunt. Just making sure that Tomahawk had third base covered. Tyler doing a great job of doing her coverage of taking third on the square. And it's 1-1 on the ball. Here's the pitch to Lenz. She bunts, and Duplay catches it. So Duplay charges hard from third, and she catches the pop-up bunt attempt. And the Cardinals threatened, but Tomahawk plays that good defense they have this season. And they are retired. So no runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. We head to the bottom of the seventh. Tomahawk has Mark, Othro, and Wagner coming up when we return to State. It's State Semifinal softball on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ.
Augie's Collectibles of downtown Tomahawk has been providing people all over north central Wisconsin professional and honest customer service for nearly three decades. Whether you're buying or selling, Augie's happy to help you with the purchase and sales of rare coins and precious metals like gold and silver. Augie's also has a selection of athletic apparel and sports trading cards. Stop by and visit Augie's Collectibles on South 2nd Street, downtown Tomahawk. Call 453-3141. Augie's Collectibles, proud to be a Hatchet VIP sports sponsor.
Woods 92.5 WJJQ, your home for Tomahawk Hatchet Sports. We're at State Softball Goodman Diamond on the campus of the University of Wisconsin, home of the Wisconsin Badgers. And we head to the bottom of the seventh, tied at 1-1. Both teams scoring in the first. Four hits apiece, one error apiece. All right, here's the Westcott delivery to Mark. And she takes the first pitch, ball outside.
26 seasons.
Megan Marks on the day is 1 for 2. This is fouled over the first base dugout and into the stands. Tied up here in the bottom of the seventh inning. 1-1. State's semifinal softball action. Winner advances to the state championship game tomorrow afternoon. Here's the 1-1. That'll be hit up the middle. Played by Miller. And a good scoop over at first by Lewis. Othro retired. 6-3. And that brings up Whitney Othro. One down for Othro. She's 0-for-2 on the day. Check that. She's 0-for-1. She did have a sacrifice bunt. All right, here's the pitch from Westcott to Othro. That card hit up the middle and underneath the glove of Carey, and Othro on with one out. Single for Othro. Her first hit of the day. And Tomahawk will bring Danielle Kurth up to bat. Kurth is going to bat for Sophie Wagner. If you recall, in the sectional game, Kurth came in as a pinch hitter and delivered a run-scoring single, did Kurth, in that sectional championship game. Danielle Kurth will be a pinch hitter for Tomahawk.
Danielle Kirsch.
And Kurth on the season is batting .333. And she had that big hit in the sectional final game that scored the first hatchet run. All right, so let's set the stage here. We've got one out with Whitney Ostro. And one out hit here for the hatchet left fielder. And we've got one down tied at one apiece with Danielle Kurth to come on as a pinch hitter for Sophie Wagner. In the hole is Jordan Kaminsky.
While we wait for Tiffany to get her helmet, Tiffany
play. 1-1 here at Goodman Diamond in Madison. The umpire gets the change from Coach John Larson, and he'll head over to the dugout of Prescott. And not only will Coach Larson send up Kurth to bat, he'll also have Tiffany Duplay in to run for Whitney Ostro. So Duplay with the wheels, she'll come on to run for Ostro, and here's Kurth. The hatchet senior. She squares the bunt, pulls back. Here's Duplay on the move.
Oh, no.
Oh, she took off early.
She might have taken off too early.
I believe that Tiffany Duplay left early before the pitch was thrown. The umpire called dead ball, and I believe that's what they call is a... The fact that Duplay took off early from first, and now Kurth with two down, and she'll look to get herself on base. Takes the strike. So it's 0-1.
So things changing rapidly and dramatically for Tomahawk in what looks like could be a...
Kurth down 0-1.
Now,
1-1, two down for the Hatchets. And the bottom of the seventh, here's the pitch. Rolling outside, 1-1 for Danielle. Both teams scoring in their half of the first. Prescott with their one run on four hits and an error. Tomahawk one run, five hits and an error as well. Two down at the bottom of the seventh. Here's the pitch to Kurth. Swing and a miss, strike two.
Kurth frustrated, slams the pad on the ground. 1-2 the count.
1-2 count to Kurth.
Westcott trying to get Prescott to the 8th inning.
Here's the pitch to Kurth. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Kurth will strike out, and the Hatchets are retired.
Turns out to be the minimum.
And we're heading to extra inning.
No runs to hit on left. Extra innings at Goodman Diamond.
Extra innings here in Division III state semifinal softball. We're back with the top of the eighth. After this on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ.
Hometown Chiropractic Center of Tomahawk is proud to sponsor Tomahawk Hatchet Sports on WJJQ. Dr. Bobby Vormans is a proud alumni and past athlete at Tomahawk High School. Dr. Bobby, Dr. Grace, Dr. Kelly, and the staff at Hometown Chiropractic are proud to serve the Tomahawk and Rhinelander areas. New patients are always welcome. Call 453-5365. Hometown Chiropractic Center, 1338 North 4th Street in Tomahawk and 5829 Birch Lane in Rhinelander.
WJJQ Tomahawk state semifinal softball action here on a Friday afternoon. Thanks a lot for joining us here today. I'm Tim Elbert from Goodman Diamond. We are headed to extra innings. Top of the eighth inning here, as it is Prescott with 8-9-1. This will be Prescott's third extra inning game of the season. Tomahawk with just one extra inning game. That was that 10-inning thriller as they beat Oconto 4-3 in 10 innings of play. Here's the pitch by Dahlman. And that will be ball one.
5-9.
1-0.
0-13.
To Lewis. Here's the pitch by Dahlman. popped up and out of play. It'll be Dahlman evening the count at 1-1. Extra innings here at State.
Single runs
for the Tomahawk Hatchets and the Prescott Cardinals. 1-1 count to Lewis. Here's the pitch. Took a little off to Dahlman. That's a hot shot right past Duplay. Base hit for the Cardinals. They've got their leadoff runner on at the top of the eighth.
Now they're pulling their weight. They're one out of 14. Shelby Murphy to number 9.
We are going to have a pinch hitter. No, we're not. My bad. We're going to have a pinch runner. That's what we are. Morgan Severson will come on to run for Lewis.
Will run for Kalen Lewis.
And with nobody out, leadoff runner on for the Cardinals after a hard hit single. Right past the glove of Tomahawk Hatchet third baseman Jennifer Duplay. Extra innings here at State Softball. Again, this is the third extra inning contest for Prescott. Tomahawk had one prior extra inning game. That was the sectional semifinal 4-3 victory against Okano on the road at Okano. All right, so Dahlman will get the sign from Voles, and Murphy squares the bunt. She pulls it back. They're going to try to steal second. The throw is good by Voles. Out at second.
Katie Voles cuts down the runner.
So Prescott rolls the dice and tries to steal second, and Katie Voles with a good throw right on the money to Tyler, and it's 2-6 on the putout. One down. So the leadoff hit is stopped on a steal attempt, and there's one down now for the Cardinals. That changes things a lot here.
Nobody on, one out.
With Murphy taking strike number two. 0-2 count to Shelby Murphy. Katie Voles with a big throw down to second for the punch out. Fouled right along the first base dugout where the Cardinals are occupying. 0-2.
One run, five hits, one error.
All right, so Dahlman up on the count. 0-2 here to number 9 hitter Shelby Murphy, who is 0-2 on the count. High pop up to the infield. Tyler and Duplay both go for it. Tyler makes the catch as they run into one another. And there'll be two down for the Cardinals in the top of the eighth. And that'll bring Carey up. She's had a great day at second base today. At the plate, she's 1-for-3. Here's the Dahlman pitch. Called strike on the other half of the plate. 0-1.
One strike to count to Carey.
Duplay still in at the corner at third. Deep up the middle are Tyler and Kaminsky. Here's the pitch by Dahlman. Change up. Bounced it in there. Could not get Carey to swing at it, so it'll be ball number 1. 1-1. Hatchet State semifinal softball right here on WJJQ. Tomahawk, appreciate you joining us. Here's the 1-1. Voles tried to frame it. Ump didn't go for it, and it's 2-1. One run, five hits for both of these teams. For an extra, top of the eighth, two down. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. Strike two, 2-2.
Prescott's fourth trip to state, their first since 2002. Prescott has never won a game.
Outfield at regular depth. Mark, chill. And out throw. Here's the 2-2. Pop to the screen right in front of us, and we'll do it again. 2-2 count, two down for the Cardinals in their half of the eighth. Two up for Tomahawk in the bottom of the eighth. 9-1-2, Kaminsky, Schilt, and Voles. Here's the pitch. Again, popped up to the net, and it'll roll back down. And we'll do it again at 2-2. Nice crowd on hand for the Tomahawk Hatchets. See some Moes and E fans have filtered in as well as the conference foes are now cheering for one another. Moes and E set to play Denmark at 2:30 here today. Here's the Dahlman pitch. That's a hit up the middle. It's a seeing eye single for Kiki Carey. Her second on the day. And now Prescott with two down, and a single by Carey. Two-out single up the middle for Carey, and that'll give Caitlin Miller an at-bat. Miller had that hard-hit triple in the top of the sixth. She was stranded at third, though. See if Dahlman, she works with her. Here's the pitch. One on, two out. Two out hit by Carey.
Carey is 8 for 8.
And here's the pitch by Dahlman. Working the outer half of the plate is Dahlman. All right, here's the pitch by Dahlman. High and swinging and fouling that one out of play is Caitlin Miller, and I believe the count is 2-1. All right, so we've got two down, one on. And here's the pitch to Miller. That is a base hit up the middle. Schiltz plays it and will keep Carey at second with a excellent effort from center field. Taylor Schiltz charging the whole way. And the Cardinals are threatening. Couple of two-out singles. And that brings Callie Westcott up to the dish. She is 0-for-3 on the day. All right, so the Cardinals are threatening in their top of the eighth here. In their half of the eighth. It's 1-1. If you're just joining us, both teams scored one run in the first. And scoreless since then. But now it is Prescott threatening. We're in the top of the eighth. Two on and two out. Here's the pitch to Westcott. Ooh, fouled right along first base. Didn't miss that one by much. A little bit late on it. She fouls it off, and it'll be strike number one. Base hit, Kiki Carey with two outs. And that was followed up by a Caitlin Miller two-out single. Carey, good speed on second. Here's the 0-1 to Westcott.
Ball outside.
It's
good look by Westcott.
1-1. 1-1 score, top of the eighth. State softball, Division III semifinal action. On WJJQ, Dahlman gets the call. Here comes the 1-1. Misses on the inside half, and 2-1 now to Callie Westcott. Westcott batting .343 on the season with 18 RBI. Got to think anything that gets to the grass. Coach Smith is going to try to score. Carey from second. Here's the 2-1. That is off the handle. Courtney Tyler plays it off the bounce. Can she be in time? She can. How about that play by Courtney Tyler? Played it beautifully off the bounce. Throws it over to Wagner for the putout. Westcott retired 6-3, and that'll take us through 7.5. It is 1-1. Tomahawk in their half of the eighth. Has Jordan Kaminsky, Taylor Schiltz, and Katie Vold. We're back with more state semifinal softball coming up. WJJQ.
McDonald's of Tomahawk and Merrill supports our Hatchet athletes. Before or after the game, McDonald's in Tomahawk will satisfy that hunger. Try a new quarter pounder made with 100% fresh beef and cooked when you order. Or serve up some smiles with a Happy Meal for only $3 on the $1, $2, $3 menu all day long at McDonald's. And best of luck to the Hatchet softball team during this postseason from your friends at McDonald's of Merrill and Tomahawk.
We're back at Goodman Diamond, WIAA Division III state semifinal softball action, and we are playing extra innings here today. As both teams scored one run in the first, and since then, both teams have been held scoreless, although both threatened. It was Tomahawk threatening in the fifth inning as Taylor Schiltz had a two-out triple but was stranded there. Top of the sixth, Prescott had a two-out triple, and they were stranded at third as well in that top of the sixth as Caitlin Miller had a two-out triple stranded there. And Dahlman works herself out of the jam, getting Westcott to ground out to Tyler and strand a couple of runners. So here's Jordan Kaminsky, bottom of the eighth, leadoff hitter for the Tomahawk Hatchet. And Westcott strikes number one as she throws the first one for a swinging strike by Kaminsky, and it's 0-1. Jordan, 273 on the season coming into today. She's 0-2 with a pair of strikeouts. This one's hit hard up the middle, base hit for Jordan Kaminsky. So Kaminsky with a leadoff single for the Tomahawk Hatchet. The Hatchet senior second baseman steps up in a clutch situation and leads off the inning with a base knock. That brings up Taylor Schiltz. Schiltz on the day is 2-for-2. She walked in the first and scored, singled in the second and had a stolen base, a triple, a two-out triple in the fifth. Gotta imagine Coach Larson has her bunting here, squares. She offered, quick snap throw over to first. Kaminsky dives in safe. Let's see. Schiltz did offer, so it's 0-1. Snap throw by Hope Miner. Kaminsky dives in safely. 0-1 count to Schiltz. Nobody out. Kaminsky on first. Here's the pitch. Schiltz bunt. It's back to Westcott. Nice sacrifice bunt. Almost beats it out. And it'll be one down. So Schiltz moves Kaminsky over. Retired 1-4, one down with Bowles coming up the bat. So the Hatchets have runner in scoring position with one out. Katie Bowles on the day has struck out twice and had a sacrifice bunt.
4-14 hitter on the year, 12 runs batted in.
Courtney Tyler on deck, Rachel Dahlman in the hole. Here's the pitch. Kaminsky getting a nice lead off of second base. As Bowles takes strike number one. Westcott gets the sign.
0-1 is the count.
Toes the rubber. Here's the pitch to Bowles. Hit off the end of the bat. Foul along first base line. And Bowles in a hole, 0-2. Hatchet junior catcher came into today batting .414 with 12 RBI, looking for a big two-strike hit here. It is the Hatchet junior catcher. Here's the pitch. Foul back. Kaminsky reached on a single. Was sacrificed over by Taylor Schiltz. And Bowles now up to bat with one out. Here's the 0-2 to Bowles. Fouls that one along the first baseline and into the bleachers. Nice play. Like one of the umpires. So Vol's battling. This will be pitch number 5 of the at bat. Here's the pitch. Vol's little bleeder over to first, played by Lewis. And Vol's retires 3 unassisted. It does move Kaminsky over to third. So the Hatchets have Kaminsky at the third base with two down. Courtney Tyler. She's been in clutch situations like this before. In fact, if you recall in that sectional semifinal victory, Tyler executed a perfect suicide squeeze to score of the winning run in the top of the 10th for the Tomahawk Hatchets. We'll see what Coach Larson and Coach Bowles have up their sleeves now in this situation.
I guess that's the idea.
Tyler on the day has driven in the only Hatchet run. She's 1-4-3. RBI single in the first, flew out to short in the second, struck out in the sixth. So two down, bottom of the eighth, Kaminsky on third. And Hatchet senior shortstop Courtney Tyler digs into the batter's box.
Westcott's going to be very careful.
After a short conference with Miner and Westcott and the infield, I think we're ready to go here.
Corner infielders are coming up trying to prevent a squeeze
possibility. All right, so it's the bottom of the eighth. Two down for the Tomahawk Hatchets. Kaminsky on third. Here's the pitch to Tyler. Hit hard to the middle, and a diving cry by the shortstop. The Hatchets win in eight.
Tomahawk Hatchet advance to the state final. Courtney Tyler, RBI game-winning single, and the Hatchet will head to the speed championship as Courtney Tyler drives in Jordan Kaminsky. Another extra inning thriller for the Tomahawk Hatchet. Courtney Tyler once again drives in a game-winning run, this time in a state semifinal game. The Hatchets win it 2-1 in 8.
We won't find a better place, competitive game than we all.
The Hatchets win it in 8. Courtney Tyler, the RBI base knock. Got to credit her with a base hit on that. It was a great play by Caitlin Miller. She dives, fields it. I just couldn't get up and throw Tyler out in time. As Tyler scores, the game-winning run, Kaminsky comes across, and the High Hatchets have advanced to the state championship game. The Hatchets will be in action tomorrow in Division III championship action. Game time approximately 1 o'clock. They face the winner of our next contest here at Goodman Diamond. The winner of Poinette Westfield meets Tomahawk for a state title. What a heck of a game here. Two really good teams, two really good programs battling here for a state championship opportunity. And the Hatchets get the big hit, and they are going to the state championship game.
Thanks for joining. Final score again, Division
3 semifinals. Tomahawk, 2 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. Prescott had their 1 run on 7 hits and also had 1 error. The Hatchets will play for a state title tomorrow afternoon, and we'll bring it to you right here on WJJQ. We'll take a break. Our Fairman Orthodontics post-game show is coming up in 2 minutes right here on Northwoods 92.5.
Athletes involved in high school sports score memories that will last all their lives. VIP Hatchets sports sponsors at Wausau Homes Tomahawk would like to wish the Hatchets the best of luck. Go Hatchets! If you're looking to create your own memories in a new home, contact Wausau Homes Tomahawk at 453-2015 or on the web at wausauhomes.com. Come see, they're redefining the home building experience.
Dr. Mike, Dr. Dewey, and their team are cheering on the dedicated Hatchet athletes. Riley Family Dental is proud to sponsor Hatchet VIP Sports and is committed to bringing you the best in dental health care. Riley Family Dental is conveniently located next to the Tomahawk School Complex at 1018 East Kings Road. For your family dental needs, contact them at 453-7071, 453-7071. New patients are always welcome. Go Hatchets from your fans at Riley Family Dental.
Get pumped up, Hatchet fans. Another Hatchet sports season is underway, and our team at Tomahawk BP wishes our student-athletes all the best. We are also proud to offer the Hatchet Booster Pump No. 8, where 2 cents per gallon is donated to the Hatchet Booster Club. We'd like to thank the people of Tomahawk for your continued patronage and invite you to come to Tomahawk BP for your snacks, beer, and liquor and wine for them special times. And don't forget our car wash at Tomahawk BP on North 4th Street. Go Hatchets!
Everyone at the office of Kopp and Cook Accounting are happy to support our Tomahawk Hatchet student athletes, and they'd like to wish them the best of luck during this sporting event and all season. For all your personal or business accounting needs and tax time preparations, Kopp and Cook Accounting can provide the efficient and professional service you require. Simply call 453-5248 or stop by their office on West Mohawk Drive in Tomahawk.
Mirror Electric, Inc. of Tomahawk is proud to be one of our VIP play-by-play sponsors featuring our Tomahawk Hatchets. Mirror Electric is a second-generation electrical contractor with Ricky Meir following in the footsteps of his parents, Sandy and Greg. Mirror Electric is happy to provide you with a free estimate for your commercial or residential projects with all their work insured and guaranteed. From new home construction to remodeling or service upgrades, call Muir Electric at 453-2062. That's 453-2062. Proud alumni of THS and Hatchet Backer.
Fairman Orthodontics creates beautiful smiles right here in Tomahawk at Riley Family Dental. We offer the highest level of orthodontic treatment with an unmatched level of care. My dad, Dr. Dennis, and myself, Dr. Jennifer, believe that by offering child and adult orthodontic braces, straighter teeth, enhanced smiles, and better dental health, we help to improve your confidence. Call 715-359-1910 to schedule a complimentary new patient exam with Dr. Dennis Fairman or me, Dr. Jennifer Fairman-Roloff. You are just a phone call away to achieving the smile you always wanted. 715-359-1910. Exceptional orthodontics for every age, from our family to yours. Enjoy this exciting Hatchet broadcast brought to you by Fairman Orthodontics.
We are back at Goodman Diamond. The Tomahawk Hatchets, an eight-inning thriller as Tomahawk has advanced to the state championship game. Tomorrow, the Hatchets will be in action at about 1 o'clock playing for a state title. And the Hatchets will take on either Poinette or Westfield. That game is next year in session number two. Winner plays the Hatchets in Division III state championship action. So let's recap what happened here today. Tomahawk improves to 16-7 as the Hatchets scored their opening run in the first inning after Prescott scored in the first. So we had Prescott scoring in the top of the first with Kiki Carey leading off and singling. She was sacrificed over, then moved over to third on a ground out to first. And that's when Haley Miner came up with an RBI single. After a half inning, it was Prescott leading 1-0. Tomahawk would respond with Taylor Schultz, a great at-bat to start this game for Tomahawk. It was an 8-pitch at-bat. She was down 0-2, and then Taylor comes back, fights off a couple of foul balls, and she eventually draws a leadoff walk. She would be moved over, and then it's Courtney Tyler, an RBI single, scoring Schultz from second. After one, we're tied at one. Then we'd have both teams going scoreless with the pitchers, Credit Westcott and Dahlman, both getting in a groove. There were a couple of threats for both of these softball teams. The Hatchet threat came in the bottom half of the fifth. With two outs, Taylor Schultz hit a triple, a two-out triple, but was stranded after a strikeout, and that threat was stalled by Westcott. The top half of the sixth would see Prescott also threaten as Caitlin Miller had a two-out triple. Dahlman then gets Callie Westcott to fly out to Kaminsky. Kaminsky made a heck of a play on that one, and it was the end of the threat for Prescott. We went scoreless in the bottom of the sixth, in the top and bottom of the seventh, as well as the top of the eighth, as the Hatchets in familiar territory with extra inning action in the playoffs. Last time they were in extra inning action in the playoffs, Courtney Tyler had a squeeze bunt. So Tyler comes up with two outs. Jordan Kaminsky reached on a leadoff single to start off the bottom of the eighth. She was sacrificed over by Schultz. Nice bunt by Taylor Schultz getting the sacrifice. And then Tyler comes up with Kaminsky moved over to third on a unassisted put out of Vols. Tyler comes up, rips one up the middle, base hit. The Tomahawk Hatchets advance to the 2018 state championship game. On the day for the Tomahawk Hatchets, it was Taylor Schultz going 1-for-2. She also had, check that, she was 2-for-2 and a run scored. Courtney Tyler, 2-for-4, both RBIs, including the game winner for the Tomahawk Hatchets, senior, and Tyler's game was outstanding, 2-for-4, two hits, and a 2 RBI. Other hits coming from Megan Marks. Marks was 1-for-3. Whitney Osero, 1-for-2. Jordan Kaminsky scored the game-winning run. Kaminsky, 1-for-3 on the day. Tomahawk had their two runs on 7 hits, 1 error, and they stranded 5. For Prescott, Kiki Carey was 2-for-4. Caitlin Miller was 2-for-3. Haley Miner was 2-for-3, and Kaylin Lewis was 1-for-3. The Cardinals' season comes to an end at 22-4. One run, 7 hits, 1 error, and 5 left on. The Tomahawk Hatchets will play for a state championship coming up tomorrow afternoon, and we'll have the broadcast for you. We're back at it here at Goodman Diamond. Northwoods 92.5, enjoying the ride with our Hatchet softball team. We'll be back here in Madison coming up tomorrow afternoon. Broadcast time about 12:30 from Madison. That's going to wrap up our broadcast for the time being. We'll try to track down Coach John Larson yet this afternoon or tonight and get some comments from the coach coming up here, and we'll have those for you as we can provide them to you. Jesse Boulder, great work back at the board in Tomahawk. Thanks to Coach Larson for joining us in our Fairman Orthodontics Coaches Show. From Goodman Diamond in Madison, I'm Tim Elbert for WJJQ Sports. Hatchets will play for a state championship tomorrow afternoon. Coverage at 12:30. Until then, I'm Tim Elbert. Have a great afternoon.
Thanks for listening to Tomahawk Hatchet Play-by-Play. Brought to you by Fairman Orthodontics, Augie's Collectibles, Hometown Chiropractic Center, Tomahawk McDonald's, Wausau Homes Tomahawk, Riley Family Dental, Tomahawk BP, Kopp & Cook Accounting, Mirror Electric, Great Lakes Foods, Tomahawk Eye Care, Billy Bob's Sports Bar & Grill, Runyon Law Office, Heritage Chevrolet, Radio Shack, Tomahawk Community Bank, Mitch Bayer Construction, Tomahawk Furniture, Cerny's Greenhouse, IAM, Tomahawk Mill Maintenance Union, Generations Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Tomahawk Appliance and Home, Rumsey Chiropractic, Nelson's County Market, Tomahawk Shell, Northwoods Community Realty, Louisiana Pacific Tomahawk Mill, Rhinelander Auto Center, Park City Credit Union, School District of Tomahawk, United Steelworkers International 248, Packaging Corporation of America, Tomahawk Mill, Rodeo Saloon Bar and Grill, Tomahawk Ace Hardware, Hilgi's LP Gas, Irv's Sales and Service, State Farm Insurance, Kevin Ehrman Agency, Tomahawk Builders Supply. Join us soon for another exciting Hatchet broadcast on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ.